Welcome to the show, presented by VDG Sports. I'm your host, Vince Douglas Gregory. If you are a person who doesn't like sports, period, you couldn't care less about sports, but yet you want to find out ways or a way to avoid it, you've come to the right place. Yes, you've come to the right place. I've said this once before, so you can go back and review the historical documents on that. But I think that I need to go a little step further. I think I need to tell you a little bit more. There's some things, some caveats that I left out on purpose. But if you are that individual who don't like sports, who don't want to have any of that goodness in your life, if you can live without it, like breathing and all of those other sorts of things, you want to just keep on, or you want to keep continuing to watch, because we're going to get down to it. We're going to get down to the bottom of this. I personally don't agree with this, but I'll help you out. I will help you out. You should probably not have any friends. First things first, second things second, third things third. We can put this one, we can put this last, we can put it somewhere in the middle. It doesn't matter. But if you don't have any friends, you can control your own destiny. You can control your own world. Meaning, sports is liked and loved by many, 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 many people. The sport of football alone, billions upon billions of people enjoy and watch. So how are you going to avoid or not have that many people within your inner circle? Yeah, that inner circle who don't watch or don't want to watch or pay attention to it whatsoever. Be a loner. I'm not saying this is something that you should start off with. I'm just making it first because one is the loneliest number. One is the loneliest number, so I'm just going to go ahead and keep it consistent. I'm going to keep this consistent and real. One is the loneliest number. You be number one. You be number one to yourself. You be the most self-centered person in your orbit, in your world, in your galaxy, solar system. You can throw any word out there that means the same. Basically, it's you and all about you. And no, it's not being a narcissist. You are looking out for your health. You're looking out for your self-care. You're just making sure that you can function properly. And functioning properly is not having sport in your life, and not having sport in your life meaning you are alone, you are by yourself, and you enjoy being by yourself. You love being by yourself because you don't have to hate watch sport. You don't have to pretend to like sport. You don't have to say, yeah, I'm going, and you don't want to go. You're looking out for your self health. You're looking out for your own interests. You putting you first. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But that ain't the only option. Let's not get this twisted. Let's not get this confused. Let me not just make this bed and say this is the only one you have to lay in when there's many beds out there that you can lay in. Just realize that ain't no two beds alike. Ain't no one bed alike. Some good, some feel hard, some soft, some firm. You even got the ones that can fit to your body. You got the ones that you can sit up in. There are many different kinds of beds. There are. But if that bed isn't for you, if being a loner is a bridge too far, a step too far in the right direction, and you actually do not care about yourself that much, and you're going to feel some kind of way, you're going to be all off in your feelings saying that they might need me. They might need me. Well, you couldn't always just say no. Learn how to say no. Learn how to be comfortable with saying no. Say it with your chest. Say it with some strength. Say it with some force. In fact, you should look in the mirror every single day. Look in the mirror every single day. When you wake up, just look in the mirror and say, no, no. When you come back in from being out, practice in the mirror. Just say, no, no. When you get ready to go to sleep, when you get ready to lay down in that bed, the bed that fits you the best, say no. Just keep saying no. Just practice saying no. So when it comes up that, hey, there's a game on, no. Hey, let's go to a game, no. Hey, I'm gonna turn to the game, no. Hey, no, no, no. And you gotta say it with your chest. You gotta say it with some force. You gotta act like you mean it, even though if you don't mean it. Even if you got that nice gene, that nice decency within you, and you don't want to hurt any feelings, this is where you gotta have to at least think about yourself a little bit. It don't have to be 100%, but it gotta be 80%. It gotta be anywhere from 75 to 80%. You gotta be thinking about yourself. And thinking about yourself, you're gonna come to the conclusion that I'm gonna say no. I don't wanna be a loner. That's a step too far, but I'm gonna say no. I'm gonna learn how to say no, and I'm gonna enjoy saying no, and I'm gonna say no and practice saying no. So it comes out easy. It comes out believable. It comes out in a way that who you saying it to, they know you mean business. They ain't gonna test you. They ain't gonna try you. You ain't gotta hit them with crazy eyes. You ain't gotta hit them with anything else. All you just hit them with is no. But you gotta be believable. You have to mean it. If you ain't believable, and if you don't mean it, and you ain't saying it with your chest, guess what? You getting ignored. You getting ignored. In fact, you might end up going. You might end up going and buying everybody's stuff. You might end up turning the TV to that channel and watching every single minute and giving feedback to the person who suggests you to watch it. So you gotta say no. You gotta look out for self just a little. But if you can't do it 100%, and if you can't do it 75 to 80%, and you somewhere halfway in between 50% and lower, but not lower than 20, let's say 50 to 20%, then you just gonna have to get that selective gene. You just gonna have to say, I got selective memory. I can go to my happy place. The happy place is in my head. I can go to the happy zone. The happy zone is in my head. I can go to with the place that makes me feel the most comfortable. It ain't in this game. It ain't watching this game. It ain't got nothing to do with sports. In fact, it's the opposite. It's reality TV. It's cooking shows. It's, you know, rebuilding homes or do-it-yourself type of things. Anything but the beloved sport. Anything but games. You don't like games. You don't play games. You don't even play the games that's made to be played gamely. You ain't with any of that. Well, you're gonna have to. In your spare time, the time that you got to yourself, the time that you can focus on self, you're gonna have to focus on self, and you're gonna have to learn how to get to your happy place, learn how to compartmentalize, learn how to do all of, yes, all of the things that's gonna put you in a good mood, in a good place, and you not focus on your surroundings. You not focus on everything else. You are focused inside. You are thinking happy thoughts. You are breathing smoothly. You are basically on cruise control. You on autopilot. You ain't up there anymore. You inside your head thinking about things. You inside your head fantasizing about stuff. You inside your head visualizing about all of the things that make you feel good, whether it's singing, whether it's dancing, whether it's out in the club doing a little two-step, getting your groove thing on. Whatever it is, you better find it. And when you find it, you better be able to go to it by the snap of the finger. You better be able to go to that happy place, stay in that happy place for a long period of time, and then be able to come out of that happy place and know a few things. That's it. If you can't do the 50 to 20, or 50% to 20%, 20% to 50%, however you would like to view it, you pick, you choose. I'm just a helper. If you ain't even that far in the game, if you 20% to zero, if you 0 to 20%, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but don't beat me up for it. I'm just trying to maintain being a truth teller. You know me, I'm the truth teller. I tells the truth. I tell it how it is. I give you that real stuff. And if you at 0 to 20%, you just gonna have to find you a sport to like. You just gonna have to. There's so many, by the way. There's so many sports out there. There's so many sports out there. I'm pretty sure you can find one that you like and everybody else in your crew hate. You like and everybody else in your crew detests. You like and everybody else say no. No. You do that. You like that sport. You get involved with that sport. You know some things. You don't have to know everything. You don't have to know everything. But you know some things about that sport. Know some things about that sport. And when you get presented with the opportunity about sport, you hit them with the kickback. You hit them with the retort. You hit them with the, what about my sport? What about that sport? And then it's going to be a, who's the baddest? Who's got the most courage to their convictions? You're gonna have to like the sport that you pick just a little. Gonna have to like the sport that you pick more than you dislike the other sports, because you're gonna have to be believable. You're gonna have to say it's my sport or else. You're gonna have to say we always do the other sports, and the other sports are well known and blah 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 and blah blah blah. We doing this sport. You ain't gotta say it with your chest. You gotta be believable. You gotta hit them with the crazy eyes. You gotta hit them with the game recognized game. You're gonna have to hit them with the 1-2 step. I don't have to get ready, because I stay ready. I stay ready to watch this sport. I stay ready to go to this sport. I stay ready to talk about this sport. You want to talk about this sport? You want to watch this sport? Okay, let's do that. And then if we have some time left, we can get to your sport. That's if you built that way. That's going to require some practice. But you're going to have to be built that way if you too nice. If you too nice, you just going to have to practice some more. If you too nice, you just going to have to get in the mirror and just learn your cues. Learn your body. Learn how to make moves by not making moves. Basically, know your body language and present the proper body language. That's it. You can't be 100%. That's it. You can't be 80 to 75%. That's it. You can't be 50 to 20%. That's it. You can't get 20 to 0%. See, I gave you multiple options. I've given you multiple ways to get the sport out of your life, to be rid of sport. The onus now is on you. to make it happen. The onus now is on you to make it happen and to make it believable. And not only make it believable, you got to believe in yourself. Because if you ain't believing in yourself, who else gonna believe in you? And if ain't nobody else believing in you, you might as well be a loner. You might as well go with the 100%. Because everybody likes sport. Everybody likes sport. But I'm trying to help. I'm trying to keep it real. I'm trying to be completely 100% honest with you. Those are the breaks, and that's how I see it.
We're sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.